KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment, plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Some, you know, maybe some sand. But for others that have, you know, elements that are trapping those nutrients, it might be about putting something down. Now, you've heard me talk about it a few weeks, but the sulfur from natural alternative, that sulfur product will actually help break up some of the clay-filled soils, will also help with drainage. It's basically, in essence, a fast-acting gypsum. Now, for years upon years, one of the only solutions to help break up clay over time was pelletized gypsum. You'd put it down. It could take up to 6 months to really work. Now, once they really looked at all the details and it became a little bit more mainstream, you know, sulfur was added to the mix to help break down those areas. There's a product out there from a company called Jonathan Green. It's called Love Your Soil. This is a sulfur-based product. This is meant to do all of those things, break up clay-filled soils, break up the ground to help with drainage issues. But what it also does is help by releasing the nutrients that are stuck so that they can go where they need to go. So it is something to use to improve the drainage, because water sitting in there, lots of water, lots of puddles can have a detriment to your lawn in the long term, right? So we don't want that to sit there. You're not going to have success in the lawn or the garden if it's in those areas. So really look at what you can do. Adding some sand might be a good addition to the soil. But it really is something to think about. Now, while we're talking about the sulfur-based product or a pelletized gypsum, those of you in areas where you have snow, or the snow is starting to go away. But what you're noticing is all of that debris that the plows pushed down the street that went onto your front lawn in the first, you know, depending upon how fast your plow driver goes, anywhere from 4 to 15 feet, right? I swear, we had a plow guy at one point this winter. He was the only one time. He had to have been going like 35 down my street, and like you saw snow going at least 15 feet. Anyways, but the idea here is when they're plowing, they're also putting salt down or sand or something. And when they plow again, all of that sand or parts of that sand are now shooting onto your lawn. And so salt can be very detrimental to a lawn or a garden. And so that's where that sulfur-based product or a gypsum product comes into play. It will break down and allow that salt to go through the plant, through the soil, instead of sitting there and breaking down over time and causing damage to the lawn. Now, obviously, you can go in there and clean up the best you can with a spring rake, but this is a added protection just in case you missed some. So it's not just about drainage. It's about breaking down the areas and making sure that the nutrients go where they need to go. Now, one thing you should be doing now, and we're going to talk a bit more about this, is looking at what seeds you want to have in the garden this year. Looking for the different plants that you might want to put out there this year. Look and see, are any of these seeds or plants resistant to, you know, powdery mildew or certain types of bugs? Or are they supposed to be rabbit and deer friendly where they're not going to go after them? Those are some of the things that we want to start thinking about now and start doing to get ready for the upcoming growing seasons. So we're going to touch base on that. I'm going to start talking a bit about how to really get the best base of starting your plants as well. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals 5 key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The war machine rolls on. Congress wants its say. But will politics ultimately prevail? Find out this week on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Programs like AmeriCorps serve as powerful bridges for veterans to continue serving their communities. Each year, thousands of veterans join AmeriCorps and AmeriCorps seniors, bringing their skills to roles in education, disaster response, civic engagement, and veteran support. Through Vet Corps and veteran-focused roles, service members help fellow veterans navigate academic, career, and personnel transitions. Nearly 13,000 veterans take the AmeriCorps pledge annually, lending their leadership to community efforts that improve lives far beyond the military. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion with Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich creamy frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And I mentioned before the break, we're going to start talking about seeds and what we want to do and which ones we should be starting indoors. Now, I found this really good site accidentally, to be honest, to help us figure out when we should be starting certain seeds indoors or when we should be starting outdoors, and then giving you some spacing, help of how we should plant them. This website is called Sow Right Seeds, and it's sow like you're sowing seeds, so sowrightseeds.com. And the reason why it's really cool is at the beginning, you can actually put in your zip code. So you put in your zip code, and it's going to tell you when you should be starting certain plants indoors and when you should be planting outdoors. One of the cool things here is that, you know, the average, it'll tell you for spring planting for herbs and flowers, the average frost probability is 10% on May 6th. It also has fall planting as an option, so that's really cool too. I was kind of looking through it, and it was bringing up, you know, the ideas of seed starting, which we're going to go over in a couple minutes here. But these next few weeks, where I am, is a big time to be putting together, to be planting some seeds like columbine, black-eyed Susan, asters, blanket flower. You can do some alyssum. You can do some fennel at this point, calendula, carnations, some coleus, right? It's just giving a number of options here. But at the same time, in my area, tomatoes should be started. And we talked about this last week, you know, peas. Starting our peas early because St. Patrick's Day is that day that you should be really doing it. But I just found this website to be really cool because it gives you a date range and then it tells you when you can plant them outdoors. Now, some of these plants want to be planted directly outdoors. And you're going to be able to tell that on this chart. You know, one of these here is radish. You know, I'm a huge fan of freshly grown radish. And I love it. I think it's phenomenal. It's a little bit, you know, as my kids would say when they think something's too much, they call it spicy, right? To me, it's not spicy. Maybe it is a little bit, but love it. But that plant is one that will never be started as a seed indoors. This is something that should be started outdoors. And they actually say for this one, it should be started outdoors on April 15th, right? Now remember, the last frost date in my area, based off of this chart, is March 6th. I've always thought it's a little bit later, but it's telling me I can do this outside as long as the ground is workable. And what's really cool is you can just really go through all of these guys and say, what else? What else should I do? You know, corn is one that should be started indoors right now. Cabbage. And we got a couple weeks before you would start Brussels sprouts, broccoli, arugula, kale. So we still got some time in my area. But you'll be able to tell, based on your zip code, when you should start these. And some of these are going to already be passed. And the other thing that I mentioned is they have just a plant spacing, just as a recommendation while you're planting them, when they're outside or together, right? Some of these will say 4 to 6 inches. Some will say 1 inch. Some will say 12 to 16 inches. But you get the idea. This is based off of, the average time that it does take to get together to when they would grow towards each other, touching, and, have some issues. But it's just a really cool chart. Again, it's so right seeds. It's sowrightseeds.com, and definitely take a look at it. I think it's one of those phenomenal things where it's gonna help you. Now we do have to take a break here. We're gonna go more into seed starting in just a few, so stay tuned. We'll be back.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Mendina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mendina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mendina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mendina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back. Through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we're starting to really talk about some seed starting. I gave you a great website to see when you need to start them. Now I want to give you some information on how to start them. Now, a lot of you have been doing this for years, right? Sometimes hearing it again will give you a fresh idea to maybe do it a little bit differently to see if that can be successful. But I'm going to give you some ideas of what to do here. Really, the first thing we need to look at, like I was saying prior to this, was, when do we need to start the seeds? So that's your first thing. But then that leads into what type of container are we going to use? How are we going to then plant it into the yard? Is this something that could stay in a container, or is this something that does need to be transplanted into the ground? And so that's when you take a look and you say, what, how am I going to plant these? Is it going to be in an 8-inch, 10-inch container? Or is it going to be what is called in the industry an 806 tray, where it's a tray with 8 6-packs in it? Right? So the 6-packs that you would normally buy of, you know, maybe pansies, annuals, and vegetables, you can purchase those to fill with seed and plant your own seeds there. That's one great way. Or is it a peat pot? You know, that biodegradable little pot that comes in a 2-inch, 3-inch, 4-inch, sometimes 6-inch container that you should be able to plant right into the ground. It's biodegradable and will break down. So you've got to look at it and say, am I going to use those? But there's also some other options. There's a lot more people are using core, right? So it's coconut core that can be compacted and put together, and it's easier to ship somewhere. It's easier to get a brick of it into your car versus a giant bag of soil. And so they also have now created the core pellets, where it's like a round, you know, like the size of a half dollar, right? Maybe a little bit more. And in the center, it's got a spot for a seed to go, but this core, you can actually plant right into it. You've probably seen it in some plants already, and you just didn't know the name of it. And that's what this is. What this does is it gives a lot of the moisture that it needs and sticks there, and it helps hold the moisture long term for the plant to help them grow. So that's your first assignment, is figure out how you're going to plant them in what. Now, I did say, you know, we got to look at our seeds and see which ones we should be doing. But there's a quick list of some plants that are better for starting indoors this time of year. I'll go through that list quick, but it's tomatoes, broccoli, cabbage, eggplant. There are peppers, cauliflower, lettuce, spinach. You could plant some flowers like geraniums, impatiens, cosmos, asters, some sunflowers, petunias, marigolds, pansies, and zinnias. So all those guys really like to be planted indoors early. And so you choose one of those. So now you've got your container, you've got the seeds that you're deciding. Now we look at it and say, what are we going to do for a soil? Now there are a ton of different soils out there. And every time I turn around, there is a brand new soil out. And each time, the majority of them are one-upping in a way that, oh, this works, we're going to add a little bit more and get to that next level. I'm one who likes to stick with some of the easier products to use, a soilless mix, especially for seedlings. Now, seedlings, they don't have roots, they don't have the shoots, they don't have anything yet. And so they don't need all that extra in their soil to thrive. Because a lot of these guys are going to take 7 to 10, 14 days to germinate, which means it's also going to take that amount of time for a root to start to pop through. And so why get a soil in the beginning stages that's not needed when you can add it elsewhere? So I'm looking myself for a soilless mix. It usually has a mixture of some peat moss, some vermiculite and perlite. There's some pine fines in it. It's basically what a lot of people think potting soil is. You know, a potting soil versus a garden soil, if you're looking at it, the potting soil is a soilless mix because it doesn't have the dirt, the sand, all the extra bits that the garden soil would have. So it's really a soilless mix, We don't want it to be thick. We don't want it to be too dense, because we want those roots to just develop and do what they need to do to become bigger and better plants. So there's a few out there. Espoma has a really good seed starting mixture that you can look for. Jiffy has another one. There's a few out there, but really look for a soilless mix. You don't want any of the heavy ingredients on there. It's not something that you really need to start with. Now, from this point, you've now got the container, you've got the seeds, you've got the soil. Now, you would think it's just as simple as putting the soil in, putting the seeds in, walk away. Yes and no. The big thing here I want you to do, and I think, to be honest, out of all this, a lot of people know how to plant seeds, but I think the biggest takeaway is this next thought process of what to do when you're filling the soil containers before starting your seeds. For years upon years, since I was little, and I learned it from my father, and my father learned it from his father, and I'm sure his father learned it from his father. When you are planting indoors, the soil that you use should actually be damp, should actually be watered prior to going into the containers. Now, I'll use the same analogy that I always do. When you get a hanging basket and it's dry and you water it, the moisture just runs right through, right? Well, when it comes to the fertilizer, that fertilizer could just run right through. Whereas in seeds, if the soil is dry, you water it with the seed already in it, that soil could do one of two things. It could go further down in the soil, or it could just float. And then it just isn't beneficial. So the idea here is to dampen the soil ahead of time. I remember when my family had a garden center in Maine, when we worked at the family patch, we had a back greenhouse that had a giant potting bench. And the corner was metal, so we could put a couple bales of ProMix in there. And we'd break that ProMix up, and then we would water the whole thing and just soak the soil before we would do anything. That soil would actually all absorb into that soilless mix so that when we got the soil in the plants, it was ready to go. Because starting a seed, you really don't need to water those plants for 10, 14 days, depending upon germination rate. And so if you start moist in the soil, it's going to help that seed. It ensures that the seed has access to the moisture as soon as they're planted. Okay? So water the soil first. Put the soil now into the container that you've chosen. Tamp it down a bit. Okay? You want that top level to be a little bit firm. And from there, depending upon what you're using, you're looking to poke holes so that you can put the seeds in. Now, if it was a six-pack, you're obviously just poking one hole and putting seeds in. Now, a lot of places, depending upon the size of the seeds, some of the bigger seeds like sunflowers, you're just putting one per hole. But some of the smaller seeds, you're going to want to put a few in there to hope that maybe one or two will pop through, right? It's also going to depend on the size of the container you use. So just, you know, kind of think of that. But the bigger the seed, you're really only doing one. The smaller the seed, you might do two, three seeds in a hole. And then, you know, the success of it could be that three, you know, sprout up. And you're going to have to thin one of those out. But it's better than putting one seed and nothing coming up. So you're just trying to improve your odds to be successful. From there, you do put a light covering on top of the seeds and tamp it down a bit, okay? Make sure that all the seeds are covered. We're not talking a couple of inches of soil. We're talking a light mix on top of it. You want to make sure that you label your seed starts of what you've done. And then from there, we need to look at light. Now, a lot of these will germinate in that 10 to 14 days, but they need about 12 to 16 hours of light daily for that better growth. Now, you can do that by keeping it in a sunny window, but New England right now, we're not having that many hours of sun. So a lot of people are going to need to use grow lights, and they could be LED, or they could be some of the ones that have multiple colors. So it's a wide spectrum of the fluorescent bulb. You're really going to start positioning those close to the seedlings to help them grow. So it's only a few inches away at first, and moving your way up as they get bigger. Another thing that you should be thinking about is heat of the soil. If you're indoors in your house, if you put it near a windowsill and it gets cool, that soil is going to get cool. So look at a heating mat to go underneath your containers. That heating mat will keep the soil at a regular temperature so that the germination rate stays the same, because it's not just the sunlight, it's the soil temperatures as well. We want to look at adding humidity to that. Well, some really easy ways to do that. A lot of the big trays, you can purchase a humidity dome, whether it be an inch tall or one of those giant domes that goes about, you know, 8-10 inches tall and goes right over the tray. And that is going to help get the humidity in there to help your seeds start to develop, right? To be honest, you could really use like some plastic wrap or something like that if that's what you had, just to get some of that moisture in there. As far as fertilizer, a lot of times you don't need to use any fertilizer in the first few weeks. It's not going to do anything. You want leaves to be present before any fertilization happens. And then, you know, going back to that website, the SowRightSeeds.com, it can tell you when to plant outdoors, and then you kind of plan for that aspect. So, you know, a lot to it, but I think it's time to go. We're ready to get there. Now, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, it's me, your manhood. Remember when we used to crush workouts and still have energy left over? Ever since we turned 40, I've been feeling neglected. Testosterone levels just aren't what they used to be. What do you say you give me a boost with Nugenix Total T2?
America's most trusted testosterone-boosting brand is back with even more man-boosting power. Nugenix Total T2, crafted with a unique new formula that combines the ultimate free and total testosterone booster with a powerful nitric oxide booster that starts working in just 3 hours with continued benefits over time. Feel like a new man, leaner, stronger, with more energy and drive.
Oh, yeah! We are so back!
Text BEAT to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2. We'll even throw in a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever. That's BEAT to 215215. BEAT to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Product not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
When it comes to your backed up files, you can't mess around. And while we typically think capacity and speed are the most important features in an external drive, reliability is arguably the most important quality of a backup. We asked Christina Garza from SanDisk about what they offer.
You know, our mission here at SanDisk is to enable people to create experience and really...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Get ready for spring with Master Gardeners at Reading Your Garden, March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College, building 4,000 and 4,500. Choose three 40-minute sessions on topics like composting, garden bugs, seeds, and starting plants from cutting. Bring a soil sample for on-site analysis and healthy cuttings for a plant swap. Cost is only $5 for materials and seeds. For more information, email mastergardener at shastacollege.edu or call 530-242-2219.
9-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The war machine rolls on. Congress wants its say. But will politics ultimately prevail? Find out this week on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And if you missed part of the show or want to hear an old show, go to anywhere that you download your podcast, whether it be Spotify or Apple, and search the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll be able to find all of our previous episodes. Now, I mentioned at the beginning, and I just kept talking about all the different subjects, but I mentioned hummingbirds. Because hummingbirds are not far away from headed north to New England. But while I wanted to bring it up because some of those hummingbirds are actually in the southern part of the country already. You know, they will overwinter in Florida, in Mexico, and southern areas. But right now... hummingbirds are actually all over Florida. They're in Georgia area. They've been seen in most of Carolina. Some very small amount in North Carolina in Wilmington, but Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas. Now, the ones that we get in New England are the ruby-throated hummingbirds. And a lot of those are already headed, are the ones that are in Georgia, South Carolina, Florida. But the black-chinned hummingbird and the Rufius is the one that is in Texas at the moment. Now, you might be saying, like, okay, how do you already know this? Well, there's a really cool map that I was shown by somebody I work with a couple of years ago. It's very easy. It's hummingbirdcentral.com, or to be honest, you can just Google a hummingbird migration map for this year. Now, the western part of the country, in California, all the way up into Oregon and Washington, has some hummingbirds already, so it's all weather dependent. But as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, a hummingbird is super intelligent. It remembers where they've stopped prior and where the good stuff was. And so I wanted to briefly just give you a couple thoughts on how to get ready for it, right? So our biggest thing here when it comes to a hummingbird feeder is you want it in a partial shade area and kind of sheltered a little bit so that it's not too hot for them and they can take a break there. But we also want to make sure it's visible to the bird, but especially you, because you're putting that hummingbird, because how cool is it to watch a hummingbird? The other thing is we want to surround that feeder with blooming native plants and really space out a few feeders. It's not just about one, it's a few. And really always keep feeders clean and filled with that fresh nectar. And, it's usually every 1 to 2 days. Here's the thing. A lot of hummingbird feeders come in all different colors. A lot of them have red on them because hummingbirds are very attracted to red items, red plants, red everything. But you want to make sure you get something, in that feeder, some sort of nectar to take care of them. As I mentioned, we're making sure you place it near a shelter. You want to make sure it's somewhere that you can see it, right? Because, as I mentioned, these things are so cool to look at. Just the way they can, just stay in midair and do all of the different things that they're doing. They're so cool. The other thing is, too, I know I said put it where you can see it, but don't put it next to a large window, right? Because a large window, that hummingbird could actually run right into it and collide with that window if it's trying to run away from a predator. A lot of times in those big windows, that's where a cat will sit. The hummingbird will be there. The cat will see it, will try to go at it. The bird will then run, will try to leave, will run right into the glass, and things will happen. So it's just a tip that I want you to think about. I know I said where you can see it, but don't put it in too big of a window. Anyways, those of you in New England, we still have probably a month before these guys arrive. But start thinking about it, getting ready for hummingbird season, because that really means spring is in full bloom and ready to go. Now that's going to do it for today. I appreciate everybody for listening. Till next time, get out there, plant something. We'll be good to each other as well. We're all we got. I'll talk at you guys later. Have a great one. We'll see ya.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
A 2025 Civic Health Report found that U.S. veterans continue to lead in civic engagement years after military service. While overall volunteer rates among veterans and civilians now look more similar than past decades, veterans who do volunteer spend more hours giving back, averaging nearly 93 hours annually compared to 69 hours for non-veterans. The report also showed higher voting rates among veterans, with 73% voting in elections versus 66% of non-veterans and greater membership in civic groups. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in store.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he'd like other nations to help the U.S. open the Strait of Hormuz.
It's a simple military maneuver. It's relatively safe, but you need a lot of help in the sense of you need ships, you need volume. And NATO could help us, but they so far haven't had the courage to do so. And others could help us, but, you know, we don't use it. You know, at a certain point, it'll open itself.
The president says he is considering winding down the war in Iran, but that other nations must guard the vital shipping lane that accounts for about 20% of the world's oil. President Trump has threatened to deploy ICE agents to airports across the country.
President Trump writes on Truth Social, quote, "If the Democrats do not allow for just and proper security at our airports and elsewhere throughout our country, ICE will do the job far better than ever done before." The president's post added, quote, "I look forward to moving ICE in on Monday and have already told them to get ready. No more waiting, no more games." John Scott reporting.
The DHS shutdown has now lasted for more than a month. Cuba is again without electricity as power grids have collapsed for a third time this month. The outage comes as the communist government battles with a decaying infrastructure and a U.S.-imposed oil blockade. The state-owned Cuban Electric Union reported a total blackout across the island without giving a cause for the outage. Hawaii has been suffering its worst flooding in more than 20 years. Heavy rains fell on soil already saturated by downpours from a winter storm a week ago, and officials said more rains expected over the weekend. Robert S. Mueller III, the FBI director who transformed the nation's law enforcement agency into a terrorism-fighting force after the September 11th attacks, has died. Robert Mueller was 81 years old. You'll find news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
What is the number one source of renewable energy in America? Correspondent Ken Lorman says it's neither solar nor wind power.
It's hydropower, which is the generation of electricity using the energy from flowing or falling water. It provides a consistent and clean supply of electricity. Hydropower contributes about 37% of the total renewable electricity generated in the U.S. But the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says environmentalists often oppose this cheap, reliable, and renewable energy source because they hate dams. Ken Lorman reporting.
The International Energy Agency reports that worldwide hydropower remains the largest renewable source of electricity, generating almost as much as all other renewable technologies combined. Previously unreleased photos show astronaut Neil Armstrong in the aftermath of a space mission that almost took his life in March of 66. The photos have been donated to the museum in Ohio. More at townhall.com. Former Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says the shooting at Old Dominion University earlier in the month was completely preventable.
I firmly believe that someone who is a naturalized citizen who pledges allegiance to ISIS and has to go to jail because of it should have their citizenship revoked and they should be deported immediately. That guy should have never been in America. That guy should have been deported a long time ago.
Democrats are questioning the Director of National Intelligence for her presence during the seizure of Georgia ballots by the FBI.
During a recent Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, Senator Mark Warner of Virginia pressed DNI Tulsi Gabbard on why she was present during the FBI seizure of ballots in Fulton County, Georgia. Gabbard defended her oversight role under statutory election security responsibilities while denying she engaged in any law enforcement action.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett, federal judge, ordered new briefs in the unresolved legal dispute. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Get ready to shine it up and show it off. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free T-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the rumble, see the shine, and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And we've got about another hour left of the show, and plenty of things to get to you about what we can be doing this spring to get ready. You know, spring is on the horizon. We are not far from it, and we want to be ready when it hits. And so we're discussing a number of different things that we can be doing right now. Before we get into some of that information, want you guys to be able to get a hold of us. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also text message that phone number, and you could also email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And love to hear from you guys any of those ways. Email, you know, you can send pictures, and I can take a look at it, see what I can do to help you out with it. And to be able to really, you know, you can write that, you know, a little bit more detail sometimes. So up to you on how you want to do it, but I'd love to hear from you guys on any questions or issues you're having. Spring is starting. We're getting there, so we're going to start seeing some of these problems. And, you know, obviously love to hear from you guys, but I'll keep trying to give you ideas of how to prevent these things and what we should be doing. Now, we still have a few more things we need to be thinking about doing. And one of those is there are some early weeds out in the garden. There are weeds that will start to sprout early. You'll start to see, you know, some clover. You'll start to see I'm trying to think of it was in my head, then it wasn't. There's a number of early weeds in the season, early season that will start to pop up. And when they are freshly sprouted, it is one of the easier times to actually pull without, you know, a lot of force. Because they're so young and tender that it's easy just to get rid of. So, you know, manual removal early on is a huge thing to do with those weeds that start early. Now, weeds are really, what they're doing is they're weakening your garden and your plants around it. Because what they'll do is they'll reduce the airflow. They will also compete for soil, for space, and water from your other plants. And there are a lot of weeds out there that actually serve as host plants for pests and diseases that can just spread to your other plants throughout. So starting early is definitely something you need to think about when it comes to weeds, right? It's going to be, it could be late March, it could be early April, but you're going to start to notice these little sprouts popping. And again, I think it's going to be anywhere between 7 to 10 days of temperatures being 50 degrees or warmer in a row. And I think that is going to affect which weeds will pop up, right? One other thing which kind of goes into, you know, leads back into the soil test, but it also leads into, you know, what we're going to do for amendments in our soil. You know, a soil test will tell us sometimes if it is heavy in clay, or you might already know that it's heavy in clay just by the way you've dug before. But it could also say that there's compaction in the soil. There could be some elements that are showing that there's a lot of compaction in the soil and no elements are going through, so everything kind of sits. So what we want to look at is helping to improve the drainage for the season, right? The drainage is a major issue that can affect us throughout the year. If water is sitting in areas of your lawn or your garden at this point in time, you know, obviously it could have something to do with ice. But it's most likely going to sit there for a lot of the spring. So how can we do something early on to help break that drainage up apart? So obviously clay-filled soils, we're going to need to add some sort of organic matter and some materials. And try to add some, you know, maybe some sand. But for others that have, you know, elements that are trapping those nutrients, it might be about putting something down. You've heard me talk about it a few weeks, but the sulfur from natural alternatives, that sulfur product will actually help break up some of the clay-filled soils, will also help with drainage. It's basically, in essence, a fast-acting gypsum. Now, for years upon years, one of the only solutions to help break up clay over time was pelletized gypsum. You'd put it down, it could take up to 6 months to work. Now, once they really looked at all the details and it became a little bit more mainstream, you know, sulfur was added to the mix to help break down those areas. There's a product out there from a company called Jonathan Green. It's called Love Your Soil. This is a sulfur-based product. This is meant to do all of those things. Break up clay-filled soils. Break up the ground to help with drainage issues. But what it also does is help by releasing the nutrients that are stuck so that they can go where they need to go. So it is something to use to improve the drainage, because water sitting in there, lots of puddles can have it can be a detriment to your lawn in the long term, right? So we don't want that to sit there. You're not going to have success in the lawn or the garden if it's in those areas. So really look at what you can do. Adding some sand might be a good addition to the soil, but it really is something to think about. Now, while we're talking about the sulfur-based product or a pelletized gypsum, those of you in areas where you have snow, or the snow is starting to go away, but what you're noticing is all of that debris that the plows pushed down the street that went onto your front lawn in the first, you know, depending upon how fast your plow driver goes, anywhere from 4 to 15 feet, right? I swear, we had a plow guy at one point this winter. He was only one time. He had to have been going like 35 down my street, and like you saw snow going at least 15 feet. Anyways, but the idea here is when they're plowing, they're also putting salt down or sand or something. And when they plow again, all of that sand or parts of that sand are now shooting onto your lawn. And so salt can be very detrimental to a lawn or a garden. And so that's where that sulfur-based product or a gypsum product comes into play. It will break down and allow that salt to go through the plant, through the soil, instead of sitting there and breaking down over time and causing damage to the lawn. Now, obviously, you can go in there and clean up the best you can with a spring rake, but this is a added protection just in case you missed some. So it's not just about drainage. It's about breaking down the areas and making sure that the nutrients go where they need to go. Now, one thing you should be doing now, and we're going to talk a bit more about this, is looking at what seeds you want to have in the garden this year. Looking for the different plants that you might want to put out there this year. Look and see, are any of these seeds or plants resistant to, you know, powdery mildew or certain types of bugs? Or are they supposed to be rabbit and deer friendly where they're not going to go after them? Those are some of the things that we want to start thinking about now and start doing to get ready for the upcoming growing seasons. So we're going to touch base on that. I'm going to start talking a bit about how to really get the best base of starting your plants as well. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When we talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The war machine rolls on. Congress wants its say. But will politics ultimately prevail? Find out this week on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Programs like AmeriCorps serve as powerful bridges for veterans to continue serving their communities. Each year, thousands of veterans join AmeriCorps and AmeriCorps seniors, bringing their skills to roles in education, disaster response, civic engagement, and veteran support. Through Vet Corps and veteran-focused roles, service members help fellow veterans navigate academic, career, and personnel transitions. Nearly 13,000 veterans take the AmeriCorps pledge annually, lending their leadership to community efforts that improve lives far beyond the military. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion with Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich creamy frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-five. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And I mentioned before the break, we're going to start talking about seeds and what we want to do and which ones we should be starting indoors. Now, I found this really good site accidentally, to be honest, to help us figure out when we should be starting certain seeds indoors or when we should be starting outdoors.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey Shasta County, it's Patty Plum with the Shasta County Elections Department, inviting you to be a poll worker this year for our up-and-coming election on June 2nd, 2026. As you know, volunteers are needed, and you can be compensated for your time and effort as a poll worker. If you have any questions, please call 530-225-5166, or you can go online to elections@shastacounty.gov, and we want to thank you for serving our community in this way.
It also has fall planting as an option, so that's really cool too. I was kind of looking through it, and it was bringing up, you know, the ideas of seed starting, which we're going to go over in a couple minutes here. But these next few weeks, where I am, is a big time to be putting together, to be planting some seeds like columbine, black-eyed Susan, asters, blanket flower. You can do some alyssum. You can do some fennel at this point. Calendula, carnations, some coleus, right? It's just giving a number of options here. But at the same time, in my area, tomatoes should be started. And we talked about this last week, you know, peas, starting our peas early because St. Patrick's Day is that day that you should be really doing it. But I just found this website to be really cool because it gives you a date range and then it tells you when you can plant them outdoors. Now, some of these plants want to be planted directly outdoors. And you're going to be able to tell that on this chart. You know, the one of these here is radish. You know, I'm a huge fan of freshly grown radish, and I love it. I think it's phenomenal. It's a little bit, you know, as my kids would say when they think something's too much, they call it spicy, right? To me, it's not spicy. Maybe it is a little bit, but love it. But that plant is one that will never be started as a seed indoors. This is something that should be started outdoors. And they actually say for this one, it should be started outdoors on April 15th, right? Now remember, the last frost date in my area, based off of this chart, is March 6th. I've always thought it's a little bit later, but it's telling me I can do this outside as long as the ground is workable. And what's really cool is you can just really go through all of these guys and say, what else? What else should I do? You know, corn is one that should be started indoors right now. Cabbage. And we got a couple weeks before you would start Brussels sprouts, broccoli, arugula, kale. So we still got some time in my area. But you'll be able to tell, based on your zip code, when you should start these. And some of these are going to already be passed. And the other thing that I mentioned is they have just a plant spacing, just as a recommendation while you're planting them, when they're outside or together, right? Some of these will say 4 to 6 inches. Some will say 1 inch. Some will say 12 to 16 inches. But you get the idea. This is based off of, you know, the average time that it does take to get together, to when they would grow towards each other, touching, and have some issues. But it's just a really cool chart. Again, it's so
right seeds. SowRightSeeds.com. And definitely take a look at it. I think it's one of those phenomenal things where it's gonna help you. Now we do have to take a break here. We're gonna go more into seed starting in just a few, so stay tuned. We'll be back.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's KARLBRAUER Cars on YouTube.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action, divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we're starting to really talk about some seed starting. I gave you a great website to see when you need to start them. Now I want to give you some information on how to start them. Now, a lot of you have been doing this for years, right? Sometimes hearing it again will give you a fresh idea to maybe do it a little bit differently to see if that can be successful. But I'm going to give you some ideas of what to do here. Really, the first thing we need to look at, like I was saying prior to this, was, you know, when do we need to start the seeds? So that's your biggest, your first thing. But then that leads into, what type of container are we going to use? How are we going to then plant it into the yard? Is this something that could stay in a container, or is this something that does need to be transplanted into the ground? And so that's when you take a look and you say, what, how am I going to plant these? Is it going to be an 8-inch, 10-inch container? Or is it going to be what is called in the industry an 806 tray, where it's a tray with 8 6-packs in it, right? So the 6-packs that you would normally buy of, you know, maybe pansies, annuals, and vegetables, you can purchase those to fill with seed and plant your own seeds there. That's one great way. Or is it a peat pot? You know, that biodegradable little pot that comes in a 2-inch, 3-inch, 4-inch, sometimes 6-inch container that you should be able to plant right into the ground. It's biodegradable and will break down. So you got to look at it and say, am I going to use those? But there's also some other options. There's a lot more people are using core, right? So it's coconut core that can be compacted and put together, and it's easier to ship somewhere. It's easier to get a brick of it into your car versus a giant bag of soil. And so they also have now created the core pellets, where it's like a round, you know, like the size of a half dollar, right? Maybe a little bit more. And in the center, it's got a spot for a seed to go, but this core, you can actually plant right into it. You've probably seen it in some plants already, and you just didn't know the name of it. And that's what this is. What this does is it gives a lot of the moisture that it needs. It sticks there, and it helps hold the moisture long term for the plant to help them grow. So that's your first assignment, is figure out how you're going to plant them. In what? Now, I did say, you know, we got to look at our seeds and see which ones we should be doing. But there's a quick list of some plants that are better for starting indoors this time of year. I'll go through that list quick, but it's tomatoes, broccoli, cabbage, eggplant. There are peppers, cauliflower, lettuce, spinach. You could plant some flowers like geraniums, impatiens, cosmos, asters, some sunflowers, petunias, marigolds, pansies, and zinnias. So all those guys really like to be planted indoors early. And so you choose one of those. So now you've got your container, you've got the seeds that you're deciding. Now we look at it and say, what are we going to do for a soil? Now there are a ton of different soils out there. I mean, every time I turn around, there is a brand new soil out. And each time, the majority of them are one-upping in a way that, oh, this works, we're going to add a little bit more and get to that next level. I'm one who likes to stick with some of the easier products to use, a soilless mix, especially for seedlings. Now, seedlings
They don't have roots. They don't have the shoots. They don't have anything yet. And so they don't need all that extra in their soil to thrive. Because a lot of these guys are going to take 7 to 10, 14 days to germinate, which means it's also going to take that amount of time for a root to start to pop through. And so why get a soil in the beginning stages that's not needed when you can add it elsewhere? So I'm looking myself for a soilless mix. It usually has a mixture of some peat moss, some vermiculite and perlite. There's some pine fines in it. It's basically what a lot of people think potting soil is. You know, a potting soil versus a garden soil, if you're looking at it, the potting soil is a soilless mix because it doesn't have the dirt, the sand, all the extra bits that the garden soil would have. So it's really a soilless mix. We don't want it to be thick. We don't want it to be too dense because we want those roots to just develop and do what they need to do to become bigger and better plants. So there's a few out there. Espoma has a really good seed starting mixture that you can look for. Jiffy has another one. There's a few out there, but really look for a soilless mix. You don't want any of the heavy ingredients on there. It's not something that you really need to start with. Now, from this point, you've now got the container, you've got the seeds, you've got the soil. Now, you would think it's just as simple as putting the soil in, putting the seeds in, walk away. Yes and no. The big thing here I want you to do, and I think, to be honest, out of all of this, a lot of people know how to plant seeds, but I think the biggest takeaway is this next thought process of what to do when you're filling the soil containers before starting your seeds. For years upon years, since I was little, and I learned it from my father, and my father learned it from his father, and I'm sure his father learned it from his father. When you are planting indoors, the soil that you use should actually be damp, should actually be watered prior to going into the containers. Now, I'll use the same analogy that I always do. When you get a hanging basket and it's dry and you water it, the moisture just runs right through, right? Well, when it comes to the fertilizer, that fertilizer could just run right through. Whereas in seeds, if the soil is dry, you water it with the seed already in it, that soil could do one of two things. It could go further down in the soil, or it could just float. And then it just isn't beneficial. So the idea here is to dampen the soil ahead of time. I remember when my family had a garden center in Maine, when we worked at the family patch, we had a back greenhouse that had a giant potting bench. And the corner was metal, so we could put a couple bales of ProMix in there. And we'd break that ProMix up, and then we would water the whole thing and just soak the soil before we would do anything. That soil would actually all absorb into that soilless mix so that when we got the soil in the plants, it was ready to go. Because starting a seed, you really don't need to water those plants for 10, 14 days depending upon germination rate. And so if you start moist in the soil, it's going to help that seed. It ensures that the seed has access to the moisture as soon as they're planted. Okay? So water the soil first. Put the soil now into the container that you've chosen. Tamp it down a bit. Okay? You want that top level to be a little bit firm. And from there, depending upon what you're using, you're looking to poke holes so that you can put the seeds in. Now, if it was a six-pack, you're obviously just poking one hole and putting seeds in.
Now, a lot of places, depending upon the size of the seeds, some of the bigger seeds like sunflowers, you're just putting one per hole. But some of the smaller seeds, you're going to want to put a few in there to hope that maybe one or two will pop through, right? It's also going to depend on the size of the container you use. So just, you know, kind of think of that. But the bigger the seed, you're really only doing one. The smaller the seed, you might do two, three seeds in a hole. And then, you know, the success of it could be that three, you know, sprout up. And you're going to have to thin one of those out. But it's better than putting one seed and nothing coming up. So you're just trying to improve your odds to be successful. From there, you do put a light covering on top of the seeds and tamp it down a bit, okay? Make sure that all the seeds are covered. We're not talking a couple of inches of soil. We're talking a light mix on top of it. You want to make sure that you label your seed starts of what you've done. And then from there, we need to look at light. Now, a lot of these will germinate in that 10 to 14 days, but they need about 12 to 16 hours of light daily for that better growth. Now, you can do that by keeping it in a sunny window, but New England right now, we're not having that many hours of sun. So a lot of people are going to need to use grow lights. And they could be LED or they could be some of the ones that have multiple colors. So it's a wide spectrum of the fluorescent bulb.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Fertilization happens. And then, you know, going back to that website, the sowrightseeds.com, it can tell you when to plant outdoors, and then you kind of plan for that aspect. So, you know, a lot to it, but I think it's time to go. We're ready to get there. Now, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, it's me, your manhood. Remember when we used to crush workouts and still have energy left over? Ever since we turned 40, I've been feeling neglected. Testosterone levels just aren't what they used to be. What do you say you give me a boost with Nugenix Total T2?
America's most trusted testosterone-boosting brand is back with even more man-boosting power. Nugenix Total T2, crafted with a unique new formula that combines the ultimate free and total testosterone booster with a powerful nitric oxide booster that starts working in just 3 hours with continued benefits over time. Feel like a new man, leaner, stronger, with more energy and drive.
Oh, yeah, we are so back!
Text BEAT to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2. We'll even throw in a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever. That's BEAT to 215215. BEAT to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Product not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
When it comes to your backed up files, you can't mess around. And while we typically think capacity and speed are the most important features in an external drive, reliability is arguably the most important quality of a backup. We asked Christina Garza from SanDisk about what they offer.
You know, our mission here at SanDisk is to enable people to create, experience, and really preserve more amazing things that really matter to them from a data perspective. Whether that's the right memory card for the camera you use, or a really robust USB portfolio with a variety of flash drives that you can choose what's right for you, all the way through a range of portable SSDs for every kind of use case. You know, and we even deliver fun collaborations like with Nintendo, PlayStation, because we really want to make sure consumers are getting what's right for them and what makes them feel good at the end of the day.
More on mobile solutions tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals 5 key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The war machine rolls on. Congress wants its say, but will politics ultimately prevail? Find out this week on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And if you missed part of the show or want to hear an old show, go to anywhere that you download your podcast, whether it be Spotify or Apple, and search the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll be able to find all of our previous episodes.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Away from